Genesis. Can we trust the first chapters?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, I've heard many people say that you can't take Genesis literally because the first two chapters of Genesis are contradictory accounts of creation. But is this true?
No, not at all. And yet, you know, this belief seems to be prevalent throughout the church and in many seminaries and Bible colleges. You see, people think that Genesis chapter 1 is contradictory in its order to Genesis 2, so therefore you can't take it literally. But Genesis chapter 1 is actually in chronological order. We read first day, second day, third day, and so on. You see, there's a detailed chronological order of the first 7 days of creation here. But Genesis chapter 2 doesn't give such a chronology. Genesis 2 actually focuses on certain aspects of Genesis chapter 1 to give us more details, particularly in relation to the creation of man and woman. Then it tells of the planting of the garden. And you see, that sets the scene for Genesis chapter 3, which focuses on the fall of man. Are Genesis chapter 1 and 2 contradictory accounts? Not at all. They're complementary accounts. Genesis 2 is really just a detailed account of Genesis chapter 1.
The first few chapters of Genesis also explain the origin of the different races or people groups we see today. It's a fascinating topic, one that Ken explores in detail in his free booklet, Where Did the Races Come From? It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.